Pendergast back and toes the rubber. Again, a left-handed pitcher. Brown digs back into the right-handed batter's box, drives it to right field. Going back is the right fielder Fowler, and she will watch it go over the fence for a leadoff home run for Peyton Brown. And Coach Cook called it. She said if she didn't get that pitch down, it was going to be 1-0. And Peyton Brown hits her sixth home run of the season, her 33rd for her career, and it's 1-0 Rock Ridge right off the bat. 2-2 to Dietrich. Here's a pitch. Swung on, hit to the right side, through the hole for a base hit. That will score Needham. They are going to wave Bush home as the right fielder bobbles it. She'll score standing up, and the Rockets lead at 3-0 on a 2-RBI hit from Taylor Dietrich. And it's right away a 3-0 advantage for the Rockets, going for win number 70 in a row. 0-1 the pitch to Hofer, lines it up the middle for a base hit. That's going to get to the wall in left center field. Scoring from first easily is Dietrich. It is 4-0 on a RBI double from Kalen Hofer, who roped that past the shortstop, and it rolled all the way to the wall for a double. And it is 4-0 Rock Ridge with one out in the first inning. Daytona Downing hits one up the middle, diving past the shortstop into center field for a base hit. Scoring from second is Hofer, and it's 5-0 Rock Ridge on the RBI single from the senior catcher, Daytona Downing. And the Rockets are off and running today. Kayla Pendergast digs in the pitcher, hits from the left side, a soft slider, a nice sliding play by Dietrich at third base to make the play in foul territory. And Lewis looking for her 400th career strikeout, and there it is as she got Peterson on three pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So 400 career strikeouts now for Kendra Lewis.
Amazing.
And there are two away in the top of the second inning. 1-1 as Brown digs back in. Here's the pitch. She swings and lifts it into center field. Going back is the center fielder McCants. She will watch it fly over the fence for another home run for Peyton Brown. Her second of the day, her seventh of the season. This is just the fifth game of the year for Rock Ridge, and her 34th career home run. Her last three at-bats has crushed three home runs. So three at-bats in a row, she's hit him over the fence for a home run, and it's 6-0 Rock Ridge. Bush waits for the 1-0 pitch.
That's
she drives it to left center field. That's going to get down. It's cut off by the left fielder. They send Needham to third. They're going to send her home as the throw comes to second. Bush slides in safely for a double, and Needham scores from first, and it is 7-0 Rock Ridge on an RBI double with two outs from Sierra Bush. Another chance for RBI for the sophomore third baseman. She rips it to right center field. That'll get down for a base hit. It gets past the right fielder. Bush is going to score easily from second. Dietrich rounds second. She's headed to third, and they're going to send her home as the cutoff throw gets away from the second baseman, and Taylor Dietrich rounds the bases, and two runs are scored on that play. Maddie Hetzler to the plate, hitting for Estella Bogner, and they're playing first base now. Has a chance to put Rock Ridge up 10 here in the bottom of the fourth with a runner on third and two outs. It's flared into right field, and it will drop for a base hit, and Hetzler has put Rock Ridge up 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning as Dietrich comes in to score her third run of the day, and that is an RBI single for Maddie Hetzler. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Lewis. Strike three called, and it is history at Rock Ridge High School as the Rockets have won 70 games in a row. They stand alone atop the record books, breaking the record by Casey Westfield that stood for 25 years. Now 70 straight wins for the Rock Ridge Rockets in softball as they defeat Galesburg 10-0 this afternoon.